Caitlin McShane here from Morningside College. We have some interesting stories about innovations in technology. Cell phones are used for about everything. Directions, recommendations, communicating. Now, cell phones can help us register to vote. The elections took place this last week, and many were encouraged to register and vote on different forms of social media. Snapchat and Instagram offered features to encourage you to vote this election. Research has shown the young generations feel less inclined to vote. Social media apps want to change that this election. We talked to Morningside student Sterling Stucker, who is the social media chair for Morningside Activities Council, on the use of social media for this election.
Say it definitely like pushed me to go to the polls. Voting is a very good thing. I think it was a good thing that they kind of pushed it, kind of marketed it on like different social media platforms. It's a good way to communicate to literally everyone on campus.
Instagram has added I voted stickers, and Snapchat added new filters to help you display that you did your part and to encourage your friends to vote as well. Snapchat has also sent a video to users of age to remind them to vote and to send them their polling locations on their Snap Map. With these different methods to connect to potential voters, we hope that more and more register and vote each year. Would you put your life in the hands of a robot? According to PHYS.org, self-driving cars are safer than human-driven cars. Research suggests that self-driving cars can cut the fatality rate of car crashes by 99.9%. We ask Maddie Pearson, a Morningside College student who often commutes home on the weekends, on her thoughts on driverless cars.
Drowsy driving and like having like mini sleeps while I'm driving, and that I know like there's a high possibility of that causing crashes.
That's why Mobileye and Intel are actually letting people try out their cars to help them normalize the idea. Passengers felt that cars behave better than they do. Self-driving cars are in the near future. Are you ready to let go of the wheel? You have a new reason to look up in the sky at night. You might know the familiar constellations such as the Big and Little Dipper. Now, the Little Prince, TARDIS from Doctor Who, Godzilla, Star Trek US Enterprise, and Hulk are all now constellations. NASA has declared new unofficial constellations to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope. We asked Jennifer Hernandez, Morningside student, to recall when she learned about constellations.
It gives us like another opportunity to look up at the stars.
Julie McErney, the Fermi project scientist for the telescope, explained how they wanted to bring to light the excitement of the accomplishments of this telescope. Thanks to this telescope, we have now mapped 3,000 gamma ray sources. That is 10 times the number we knew before. Elizabeth Ferreira, who led the project, explained the number of gamma ray sources is comparable to the number of bright stars in the sky. And that is why a new set of constellations would be the perfect way to convey and illustrate the success of this telescope. This telescope, officially called the Fermi's Large Area Telescope, or LAT, this telescope measures the sources of the highest energy light, gamma rays. Thanks to technology and innovation like this telescope, we can track energy and explosions in space that could cause potential harm to our planet. I am Caitlin McShane from Morningside College. Thanks for listening.